Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Centers, fabulouser than ever. That's why all of our interviews this week are posted at WKOK.com on the WKOK podcast page. So we appreciate all of his help and hard work. We're going to have three guests on this segment and three guests on the next segment at 7:40, but they're not all going to be the same. For both pieces, we will have Taylor Lightman on board. He's executive director of Lewisburg Neighborhoods. So welcome aboard, sir. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Mark. It's always a pleasure to be here.
I appreciate you coming in because I just think Lewisburg's got to be raised up and talked about and reminded to folks that you're open for business and things are happening up there, and that it's a forward-thinking, progressive community, safe for pedestrians and bikes, and that that kind of thing is brought up and talked about. So I really appreciate your monthly reminder. We invite you back every month. And you brought with you one of your good colleagues up in Lewisburg. Alan Ruby is here, executive director of Lewisburg Downtown Partnership. And we've been talking to her about these gift certificates that I would think have to be fabulously popular. And what I know was very popular is the passports that were a success not too long ago. Ellen, welcome aboard.
Good morning.
I really appreciate you coming in, so thank you. And on the news line with us now is Chris Hill. He's director of outreach and fundraising at the Campus Theater in Lewisburg. They got some holiday movies coming up, but they have just some great, one of their great holiday movies they coming up is called Dune. So
that's right.
It's about this powdery substance that covers the earth, and that's all. I don't want to spoil it for anybody, and we'll just leave it at that. But
and I'll just say that's one you got to see in theaters.
Oh yeah, big screen. Yeah, absolutely, with that super surround sound. I would agree with that. All right, Chris, thank you so much for calling in today.
Good morning.
I do appreciate it. Let's start out with Taylor, sort of set the theme here. You're going to have, we're also going to be hearing about the Nutcracker coming up at 7:40. But in the meantime, this is really, folks have lots of things to do in Lewisburg, and this is a time, don't hibernate, not yet.
Absolutely. Always plenty of things to do in Lewisburg. We're happy to have guests from all across the Susquehanna Valley and beyond visit Lewisburg and find something to do. I myself, with Lewisburg Neighborhoods, do not have necessarily a holiday thing coming up, but I am going to take this moment to announce the 2022 Polar Bear Plunge happening February 5th. That's going to happen at 2 p.m. at the Lewisburg Landing Park, which is at the intersection of St. George Street and South Front Street. And you can just go to my website, lewisburgneighborhoods.org, to register. That that link is live starting last night. So so happy to take, this might not be Chris Carney announcing something, but we're happy to, which he didn't do, but we're happy to have breaking news here on the WKOK Sunrise Show.
All right, so that is February, which date again?
February 5th, okay. 2 p.m., yeah, the registration costs $15 if you do it before the day of, and you get actually a little I Survived the Polar Bear Plunge hat, beanie hat. We used to do T-shirts.
Assuming, of course, you survive.
Assuming you survive. Yeah, and, always a thank you to Gary Hardcastle, who's one of the good hosts there, and the William Cameron Engine Company that makes sure that it's a safe event.
Well, he's a busy guy around here, so we appreciate that. We saw him in Lewisburg Live, so that was great to see him helping with that. But bike and pedestrian safety is one of your big topics, and so when it comes to the holidays, you're going to have 1,000 people every day up and down the streets. You remind cars and vehicles, let's all get along great.
Absolutely, yeah. And this applies not only in Lewisburg, but in Winfield and in Sunbury and Sealands Grove and Shamokin. At unsignalized intersections, it's actually state law that cars need to yield to pedestrians. So if it's if it's an intersection that's not signalized with a traffic light where you get an actual walk arrow or walk signal, it's on the cars to stop and let the pedestrians go, and that's the state law. So as always, reminding folks to have a safe holiday. It gets darker earlier, and just be mindful of those that are also in the downtown on foot.
Ellen Ruby, quick glimpse of what's going on in the downtown. We know the lights are on. We drove through the other night. It's just spectacular looking downtown, incredibly colorful and bright, so that looks fabulous. What else is happening downtown?
Well, this Friday is late shopping night, so stores are open till 10. There are specials all over the place. There'll be music. There'll be folks out on the sidewalk, vendors selling different things that you may not usually find in Lewisburg. So it should be an exciting night, and we're looking forward to people coming down 6 to 10, late shopping night, this Friday, December 3rd.
All right. Having a store open late in downtown Lewisburg is nothing short of a miracle, a Christmas miracle in and of itself. So, well, the Lewisburg, that's Lewisburg stick is to close early. So as long as they all do it, I guess it doesn't really hurt anything. But certainly the restaurants are always open late, and the theaters has late shows, so those are there. There's always a place to eat something or drink something hot or cold after a movie in Lewisburg, so don't worry about some of the other places that might not be there. All right, Chris, well, you have enjoyed this. You are one of the reasons there are places to go all year round after dark in Lewisburg, so welcome aboard. Give us a glimpse of the campus theater's activities this month.
Yeah, so our calendar is packed this month. December is one of our favorite times of year because we get to, in addition to our regular spate of excellent films, we offer a holiday series, which kicks off tomorrow night, timed just perfectly to coincide with Tired Feet from Late Shopping Night, with Elf, the great holiday film Elf, which will be free to the public thanks to generous sponsorship from Brookside Homes. And that carries us into a full weekend of both holiday movies and in the evenings, the brand new Wes Anderson film, The French Dispatch.
All right, other activities?
I'm sorry, I interrupted.
Yep, go right ahead. No, you were listening to the movies, and I think that's important. Elf is free, did I hear that?
That's correct.
All right, perfect.
Free.
All right, well, thank you, Brookside Homes. What else?
Also free, Saturday at 2 p.m., the holiday film series continues with The Grinch. This is the 2018 Benedict Cumberbatch version of The Grinch, the animated film. Sunday, we've got The Polar Express at 2 p.m., sponsored by Evangelical Community Hospital. Next week, we've got Elliot the Littlest Reindeer. We have the animated film The Star on Sunday next week. And on the 18th, we have Arthur Christmas, sponsored by the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership. Thank you very much, Ellen, for helping us bring in audiences all through the week. And then, of course, also the weekend of the 18th and the 19th, on the 19th, sponsored by Coldwell Banker, is our perennial favorite, It's a Wonderful Life, at 2 p.m.
All right. Fabulous. Now, Santa makes an appearance typically in December at the campus. When is that?
That will be also on the 18th. So just before the film, Santa will show up and visit with kids. Come for Santa, stay for Arthur Christmas. It'll be a fun, fun day. Thanks in huge part to the LDP.
Well, yeah, and I thank you. And I know Ellen probably timed that perfectly so she could talk to Santa personally while he was there. There's doubtful that's a coincidence. Okay, where do I get more information about the campus and just a quick glimpse at the, I guess we'll call them, secular movies this month? I saw Dune was on the list and Spencer,
that's right,
which has been talked about. So tell us what else is happening briefly here.
We've got the last screening of Dune is tonight at 7 p.m. The French Dispatch opens on Saturday at 5 p.m. with an open caption screening sponsored by Geisinger. And then again at 8 p.m. And again at 5 p.m. on Sunday. We've got the Grand Duke of Corsica next weekend. We've got... sorry, I'm scrolling through my own calendar. we've got the documentary film Julia about Julia Childs. And then we've got a real fun-looking film called Come On, Come On at the end of the month.
Nice.
For more information, you can always visit campustheater.org. You can also follow us on social media. Our social media coordinator, Michael, is second to none in getting the word out in fun and engaging ways. So we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, and we'd love to connect.
All right. Tell them to put 2 months of movies up on the website, too. Campus Theater, just this month is not good enough. I need next month, too. But thank you so much, Chris. Really appreciate your help and your time and all you're doing. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
All right. That Chris Hill, Director of Outreach and Fundraising at the Campus Theater. Campustheater.org. Been there many, many times to see what's cooking there. Taylor, we're done with this segment, but wrap us up. Glue us why we're talking about these important things here. Glue us all together here with these topics.
Yeah, absolutely. And let me just say at the outset here, I will definitely be at the French Dispatch on Saturday. I'm really excited to see that movie. Lewisburg, downtown Lewisburg, fabulous place to be. Come down, spend an evening with us. Late night shopper, everything you could want to do on a Saturday, you know, or a Friday night, we got. So come on downtown.
All right. And you got downtown projects. We're going to get a quickie update on those when we come back. And Ellen's going to talk about some more of this specifics in downtown Lewisburg. We're also going to hear from Trey and Amy Kazmir on the Strictly Ballet Nutcracker that is coming up right around the corner. So we'll be talking about when we come back at 7:40 on WKOK.
Politics, sports, entertainment. Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. We always thank Rob Satter. He's been working over there. Half the podcasting's ready to go from our first segment earlier today. Earlier on our Sunrise program, we had Chris Hill, Director of Outreach and Fundraising at the Campus Theater, campustheater.org. If you want to sign up and find out details about the Elf showing and Grinch and Polar Express, some of these films are free at the Campus Theater. Also, we talked to Ellen Ruby. She's back for this segment, Executive Director of Lewisburg Downtown Partnership. Thanks for being here, Ellen.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Taylor Lightman is here, Executive Director of the Lewisburg Neighborhoods. He's been keeping us up to date with all the big construction in Lewisburg, so we're going to get an update on that in a moment. Thank you, sir.
It's a pleasure to be here, Mark.
And on the news line, I'm glad to say and honored to get a chance once again to talk to Trey Kazmir. Good morning, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good. Glad to hear from you. And this may be the first time, I think, in a long time I've talked to Amy, your lovely bride, who's integrally involved in Strictly Ballet in Lewisburg. So, Amy, thank you for calling in as well.
Amy is spraying our plants right now, but she says it's her pleasure to be here.
Oh, okay. Well, super. Everybody has to be served, so whether it's missed or otherwise. All right, fantastic. Okay, so, well, we'll start with you, Trey. This idea that Strictly Ballet is putting on Lewisburg's Victoria Nutcracker at River Stage Theater, not especially new, because we're glad to say that we see it every year. But give some sense to our audience of the scale and the scope of this and really how fabulous this annual performance is.
Oh, thank you so much for your description. We started this, Amy had this idea 5 years ago when the Victorian Christmas Parade had become defunct, and she thought that we had an opportunity both to do the thing we love to do, put on a dance performance, but also provide something to the community. And we were shocked at how quickly the community jumped in with both feet. And we've had a ton of support both for performers and sponsors ever since. The show's gotten bigger and more complicated every year. This is by far the most difficult production we put on, and we're getting closer and closer to being able to put on both acts in their entirety. Obviously, the pandemic's been a nuisance last year in this, but we've continued to grow it, and we're very proud of what we've been able to put on stage.
And it's not this Saturday. It is next Saturday, the 11th, two times
right.
On that one day, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. Amy, do we have you on the line now? Not yet.
Hello.
Oh, there she is. Okay, fabulous. Okay. And family.
Sorry, we switched.
We got everybody involved. All right, that's great. Well, if folks haven't seen this, of course, now we're going to step it up a little bit this year. It's going to be even bigger. Give our audience a sense of really just how great and wondrous, I guess, and enchanting this performance is.
Well, that would start with our local cast that is many of them have been here from day one, and they've grown from little party girls on stage to being soloists in Waltz the Flowers, and so we've watched them grow up and mature as dancers. And then we have our guest artists coming in to provide inspiration for these girls for next year and to show the audience the technical skills that these little girls can grow into someday as ballet dancers.
Well, and I think the program's gained in popularity. I know of at least three. There may have been more than that in previous years. But you have great music, great performance, all locally done. What in the world does Trey do to make this whole thing happen? How does he help?
Trey does everything. He steps into spare roles we can't fill. He makes costumes. He gathers all the people who help fund the Nutcracker. He answers every email, every phone call. He's a jack of all trades. He does everything.
All right.
I couldn't do this without him at all.
He doesn't do anything. He does everything. All right. Well, that's
everything.
Good way
except
to go.
Except for choreograph it. I choreograph it, and I'm the one in rehearsals all day long.
Okay. Fabulous. Okay. Well, we're just about out of time for your segment, so please make a pitch for folks to avail themselves. This is a great performance that's coming up on December 11th. Please.
It's an entertaining local production. pressure. It's very sweet. I want people to leave feeling happy and inspired, and looking forward to the Christmas season coming up, and proud of these little dancers who have worked very hard the past 3 months to put this production on.
And you have some guest artists. Explain very briefly here how they are woven into the show.
So the Sugar Plum Fairy and her Cavalier, I like to bring in guest artists because it inspires the little kids. And this year we have Alina Mittensen and James Stevko, both from New York. She's a ballet dancer, and he is ballet, but also dances on Broadway. And it's just they can come and do technical skills that we can't get around here locally. So they're exciting to have them come in, and very unusual for a small production like this.
All right, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for all you're doing. Thank Trey. We see his name pops up everywhere, so we're glad to see he's still super active in the community as one of the great acupuncturists and professionals and good community leaders, so we appreciate that. Amy, thank you so much for both of you and for all you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That is Amy Casimir, and Trey Casimir was on the line earlier. Lewisburg Victoria Nutcracker is coming up on the 11th, 2 and 7 p.m. at the Green Stage or Green Space Theater, and it's their fourth annual performance. I see that in here now. Limited seating, I guess, because we're still wearing masks and distancing. They won't be able to fill up the entire auditorium. The auditorium probably seats maybe about 1,000 folks on a good day, so there'll be some limitation of that. Do you happen to know how many they're going to allow in?
I don't know, but I recently saw a production there of 12 Angry Men, and they had every other row was somebody on it. And I think you had to leave a space between the person, so I don't know.
All right, so that would be maybe a little bit less than half of the ability there to fill up that auditorium. There will be a live streaming option, so if you wish to watch that, avail yourself of that. Yeah, that's at the very tiny bottom of their description. They want you there and the opportunity, but somehow you're going to be able to pay to watch it. Okay, well, let's get back to reality here. We'll let go of our suspension of disbelief at the Nutcracker and go back to Lewisburg downtown. Let's talk about one of the streets is now open. I forget the name of the street.
St. Louis Street opened up just before Thanksgiving, actually. This construction project downtown is just going fabulously, and the work is sort of slowly taking a break around Christmas, but we believe in the new year. Both that project will be in full steam, as well as the bathroom project that we are doing in Hoofnagle Park. So we're very excited about everything happening down there, and excited to welcome people for the summer of 2022 for sort of a grand reopening. And I know that I've suckered Steve Beatty into coming on in early January to give more technical information about everything that's going on.
All right, we'll be glad to hear from him again about all this construction. But boy, go down there and see it. You may recall what it was like beforehand. You certainly can see. You recall from a couple of months ago what it was before, and now just see the transition that's taken so far. You can really start to get a visualization about what's happened here.
Absolutely, and And let me just say, get a good look at it, because in the spring we're going to be planting all kinds of trees, all native plants, through a fabulous grant provided by DCNR. So it's going to not look so bare very soon. So you can go down there, get your pictures. And I will say, this is not strictly cosmetic. This is actually the work that we've been doing to restore the stream bank actually takes between 4 to 6 inches off a 100-year flood in downtown Lewisburg. So a very good investment in our downtown.
Yeah, more of a restoration than necessarily a construction project. So we're glad to see that you're able to do that. Well, if you have DCNR involved and you're grateful, then I see Cindy Dunn in your future. She'll be back. So look forward to that. All right, Ellen, we got about 3 minutes left. We got to cover a lot of ground in downtown Lewisburg. Late Shoppers Night is Friday night. As for music, in the individual stores Friday night.
Yes, they'll be different merchants have brought musicians in to play in front of their stores. There'll be some piping music, holiday and otherwise, and it'll just be a lot of excitement, a lot of specials and promotions going on inside the stores. So we'd love to see everybody down. And also, come see Lewisburg all lit up. Lights in the trees, lights on the lampposts, our greens and berries are up in the flower baskets. The park is lit up. We don't have the big tree lit up because the construction actually made it unavailable this year. But we do have the gazebo lit up, and there's some uplighting on
the
beautiful trees. It looks really nice.
We were just saying in the break that it kind of feels like you're in a Hallmark movie.
Yeah. So, and then just to mention also for late night on December 3rd, this Friday, which is tomorrow, that's crazy, the Donald Heater Community Center's Rock and Read is going to be happening throughout town. I think they have 3 or 4 different locations where people will be reading stories, and they'll be raising money for the community center. So we're excited to be supporting that as well. Moving on, starting December 6th, Monday through Friday for the next 2 weeks, 94KX is going to be giving away a $50 or higher downtown gift card from one of our merchants on the morning show. So that's exciting for us, too. And we are doing extended shopping hours the following 2 Fridays. So late shopping tomorrow night is till 10. The 10th and the 17th, stores will be open until 8 p.m. Just heard about the Lewisburg Victorian Nutcracker on December 11th, and Santa Comes to the Campus on December 18th. And that visit by Santa is sponsored by both Wise Markets and Purity Candy again this year, so thank you to them. And then rounding out the new year, or the end of the year, the Children's Museum has a New Year's Eve at noon bubble bash. So the Lewisburg Children's Museum event is on their website, but you can go to Lewisburg's Facebook page, at Downtown Lewisburg, and find information on all of these events.
Riverstage.org has the Nutcracker information, CampusTheater.org for Elf, Grinch, and Polar Express, etc. LewisburgPA.com is Ellen's great website. Very active and 100% current calendar. Just loaded full this month. And LewisburgNeighborhoods.org, the place for Taylor Lightman's information. He's Executive Director of Lewisburg Neighborhoods. Ellen Ruby's Executive Director of Lewisburg Downtown Partnership. Chris Hill heads the Campus Theater's outreach and fundraising. And Trey and Amy Casimir are from Strictly Ballet. And they're putting on the Lewisburg Victorian Nutcracker at Riverside. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Always a pleasure.